The flood waters which covered some parts of the eastern region are reported to have subsided, but the roads are immutable. However, our correspondent in the region, Kwamina Onuma, says about 700 people have been rendered homeless, with property worth thousands of Ghana cedis destroyed. He said the DCE for Fantiakwa, Abbas Husseini, and the district NADMO coordinator, Frank Agri, are trying to provide an alternative resettlement site for the displaced victims. Kwame Nkrumah spoke to Jonathan Thompson.
The water level had subsided, making the road more trouble to both vehicles and pedestrians. And commercial activities also were being carried out in the communities affected. Whereas it was interrupted because of the downpour yesterday.
What is the total number of houses and people affected by the flood?
According to the district chief executive, Abbas Husseini said a total of 699 people, which is almost 700, have been rendered homeless, and 223 of them are females, whereas 188 are males, with 288 being children. And out of that number, 500 of them are from Bososo, whereas the remaining 199 come from Osino. So these two communities in the Fantiakwa district are those affected by the downpour experienced yesterday.
Any casualties or loss of property?
There wasn't any loss of human lives, but as for property, several thousands of them have been eroded by the flood. According to the disaster officer in charge of the district called Frank Agri.
So what is a lasting solution they are proposing to actually ensure that this kind of situation doesn't happen again? Because it keeps recurring.
The DCE was sorting out to know the number of people, getting an accurate figure. Dialogue with the chiefs from these neighboring communities such as Himai and Osino, so that they release some land, and that land, the cost will be borne by the district assembly, whereas individual residents who were affected will go and then look for the size that they can afford, then they put up their new structure. But as for the construction of new structure, that depends on the people themselves. The assembly can do nothing about it.
While you're trying to resettle the people, what are they doing about the roads?
As for the road, he said that it's been given to engineers and they are working on it. Some of them saying that there is a need for a new bridge so that at least that one will increase the volume of water that passes under.
Eastern Regional Correspondent Kwamina Onuma talking to Jonathan Thompson.